testing faith. Consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. James 1:2-4. Grace sat by the phone, anxiously awaiting the call with the results of her preschooler's tests. She feared the worst. Special needs, autism, learning disabled, the outcome would change life forever. God's word tells us that whenever we face trials, we should consider it pure joy. Our natural response is usually not joy, but perhaps anger, worry, and anxiety over the potential outcome, or fear about how this may change our lives. However, when we place the trial within God's framework, we can open ourselves up to the truth that this trial can lead to many benefits. For example, as God's word tells us, the trial will test our faith. Do we truly trust our sovereign Lord to take care of our preschooler and even us when we dislike the outcome? Will we literally put on God's armor, recount God's faithfulness and wonders of past trials, and walk by faith, not by sight? Perhaps we will even praise God that this trial is to test our faith, develop our endurance, and bring us to maturity in Christ. Lord, give me a heart of pure joy when I face trials, knowing that trials are meant to test my faith. Develop my endurance and bring me to maturity in Christ as I raise my preschooler. The Lord wrote this devotional, Testing Faith, through me, Tina Ilakwa, and it is published in 365 Daily Whispers of Wisdom for Mothers of Preschoolers.